dance for us. Or is it a movement? Walking, is it? Sorry.
My moonwalking days are over.
No show for us? Nothing?
Nothing. And we just had a great workout, man. I'm a little tired.
Thoughts on your newest teammate, Josh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Darrell's obviously his reputation as a player speaks for itself, but throughout the years I've had an opportunity to see him at different events and kind of sit down and talk to him a little bit, and you know, I think he's a perfect fit for the Bucks.
That's one of the many moves the team has done in the offseason to kind of fill some holes. Are you excited about this group of players you got for 2013?
Oh, no question. You know, excitement inside the locker room, you know, throughout these first couple weeks of phase one offseason program, they've been great. You know, everybody's been there, I mean, enthusiastic. Guys are in there working hard, you know, motivating each other, pushing each other, and it's just a different sort of energy.
A couple of years ago, a lot of young guys, not a lot of, you know, all-star Pro Bowl type players, but now you've got a lot of personalities in that locker room. What is that going to mean for this team to have those type of superstars kind of coming together?
Oh, no question. And, last year, the addition of Vincent. This year, you got Darrell, two elite players in this league. And, I think it just gives a lot of guys something to look towards, like as far as, these guys come in and they train, take care of their bodies, and just an example to a lot of the younger guys, and then ultimately the preparation and how they go out and play on Sundays.
Give us some of your thoughts on the 2012 season for yourself, Josh, now that you've had time to reflect, look at film, talk to coaches. How do you think your year was?
It's interesting because going through the year, it was a whirlwind. You know, it seemed in my time, probably spent the most time in the building, but at the same time, it seemed like it went by the fastest because, it was constantly learning, trying to figure out different ways to make this offense go, and learning from Sully, learning from, Ron Turner, and, going back and watching the cut-ups now, having a year under your belt, you're kind of like, man, I wish I could have had that play back, could have had a few things back, but, it's a start, it's a start with this system and, plan on improving.
Heck of a streak going on, Josh, for 6 or 8 weeks. You're probably as good as any quarterback in this league. And then the team tailed off, and you had some rough games. So can you figure out what happened down the stretch?
It was a culmination of things. A number of aspects. The defenses kind of changing it up. We played some teams that gave us some different looks. Our execution just kind of, for whatever reason, just wasn't where it was during that stretch you spoke of earlier. And then, we've gone back, we've watched all the tape, and, it's really interesting because, the differences between going out and playing a great game and winning and coming up short, it's very subtle, very, very little things, maybe a play here, a play there, but that's what we're doing right now. We're going back. Rehashing, talking every play through in great detail, and it's been good. It's something you'll definitely be able to learn from and be prepared for next time.
Josh, the fact that you're going to probably go into this season without a new contract, how does that affect you, and does it change the way you approach the season and the way you have to play this year?
No, not at all. I give it all I got regardless. I love my teammates. I love football. I love winning. It doesn't really change anything for me. Obviously I love being a Buccaneer, but at the same time, job's to go out and find a way to win, and worrying about any sort of external forces, whatever, contract, all this stuff, you can't worry about that. It's not going to help you play better. You just got to focus on the things that are going to help you go out and play better on Sundays and win.
So you can't focus on that. Were you bothered at all, and then maybe boosted at all by the fact that offseason starts and Coach Chiano says, hey, we need to go get some competition here, and he kind of, pulls back on that, and he says, hey, he's our guy. Has it been kind of a roller coaster for you emotionally because of that, what the coach has been saying?
Oh, not at all. And honestly, I'm so disconnected from the social world, the media, what's going on. I think the first time I turned on SportsCenter was I think they were talking about Big Poppy, what he said before the game. I haven't been watching a whole lot of TV, but no, I'm the entire offseason, I've been in constant communication with Coach. Had a lot of time, sat down and talked to him about a number of things, football-related, life-related. And now me and Coach, we got a great relationship, you know. And so it's, I mean, every now and then someone will call you and say, hey, man, what's up with the coach? You guys, and it's, I mean, we know how it is. I mean, and it's something that not really concerned about because, I mean, kind of living it and I know how it is.
Darrell said yesterday that he says this team is going to make some noise. He also hinted that I think it's, you know, playoff capable even before they added me. I mean, do you agree?
I think we have a lot of talent. You know, a lot of talent. I think that we have the desire. You got guys that are willing to come in and work. We got a great coaching staff. And, I definitely think that this team has the potential to have a pretty interesting year.
Your nutrition was the big change with you in the offseason and dropping that weight. Is there anything you did in the offseason this year to try to elevate your game that was something you hadn't done before?
You know, just continue to train, continue to work, do the normal stuff as far as staying in shape, throwing. You know, I spent a lot more time with my family, you know, didn't travel as much. Spent a lot of time with guys on the team and just kind of, you know, relax. You know, and it's came back feeling great.
Was Michael Jackson your first choice? I mean, did you get to choose it?
No, actually, it's funny. Eric Lorig's older sister, we were out in California. She was like, oh, you'd be perfect for this. And because her friend's as a producer of the whatever the segment in ESPN magazine. So she's like, oh, I'm going to give her a call. And next thing you know, I'm doing a little shoot. And you guys know the rest is history.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from friends and family over that?
You know, it's one of my motivating factors for doing it because I mean it is kind of going out a bit like on a limb, you know. But you know, I knew my friends, my family would get a kick out of it. You know, a lot of people thought it was hilarious, funny, and I mean makes them happy.
Josh, do you feel any additional pressure this being your last year under contract with the Bucs, since this is where you've been your entire career, or that it being kind of, you know, Joe Flacco's talked about having to play in that situation?
You know, it's interesting because just talking to different guys, and I'm talking to my dad, talking to Cucciano, talking to a number of people. It's all set up for it to be a high stress situation, but you know, honestly, I know that. That's stuff that I can't really control right now. You know, all I can control is my day-to-day process, trying to get better every day, coming in, being a leader, being the best quarterback I can be for the Buccaneers, and, you know, leave the rest to God.
In those games where some things went wrong, it wasn't just you, but, you know, the team or whatever. First year in the system, I'm not trying to make excuses for you, but it seems like the decision-making might not be as quick. Do you think that if you speed that up, then the mechanics and some of the short and intermediate things, the ball comes out quicker? Is that, have you looked at that as some of the...
We've definitely talked a lot about schematics, things, just cleaning some stuff up and just kind of receiver to quarterback communication because, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this offense, a lot of stuff that, like our outs where they get 3-4 options of what they can do depending on the leverage, and none of it's clear cut per se per coverage. It's just how the guys nearest guys relating or how's this. I mean, but going back watching the film and going out and throwing right now, I mean, the guys have a lot better grasp of it, you know, and that's one of our top objectives, you know, from the standpoint of quarterbacks to receivers is getting it to where we're on the same page when it comes to snapping out of routes, the exact depth, you know, just little things that maybe there was kind of a hesitation because you weren't quite sure how a certain guy was going to run it. And now it's new year and next year in the system, you know, second year, and it's starting to come together.
Now, for you, you've had personal success and some it's come down years as well, but not having overall team success, not getting in the postseason, how much does that bother you as a quarterback?
It bothers me a lot, you know. Knowing the type of team we have and our capabilities and you know, being close but not quite getting there. You know, the only reason you play this game is because you want to go out and you want to win. You want to win championships and you want to walk away and have just a handful of rings. You know, and that's why you play the game. And, you know, so the drive's there, the intensity's there. You know, we just got to find a way to put it all together.
You don't see a reason with the talent that you guys have continued to add that you can't, barring the unforeseen injuries and things like that, that this team had, does it lack anything really to not make the postseason, or do you have pretty much have everything you think you need right now?
I the way I feel and I've always felt is it doesn't necessarily matter exactly who's out there. You know, like you said, I mean, there's a potential for injuries, as we saw last year, number of things that can go wrong. But I think regardless, with the guys we got, with the guys we're going to have, that everybody buys in, that we'll have a pretty good chance.
Last Coach Schiano and Mark Domenech have suggested in the last couple of months, when we bring up your season, they've mentioned that when the defense struggled, Josh, that you might have taken on a little too much in your own mind. I got to make a play here. I got to force it because, you know, we're giving up a lot of points on the other end. Is there any validity to that in your mind, Josh?
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, at the time, you don't really think about it. You know, you're just trying to do whatever you can to win the football game, trying to go out and execute the offense. But I'm sure that, I mean, that might have played a little part in it. You know, it's but at the same time, you know, it's you got to find a way to get beyond that. You know, it's you have the competitive drive, the emotions going during the game where you want to go out and you want to find, by all means possible, find a way to win the game. And, you know, sometimes it works out. Sometimes, I mean, yeah, you might push a little too hard. You know, it's the old saying, less is more, you know, at times. You know, you just stay and, I mean, just progress.
Josh, you talked about you don't want the contract to be a distraction this year, but have you thought about the potential payday that could be facing you? You think about the money that Brady makes and Flacco. I mean, some contracts that are close to $100 million.
You know, not a whole lot, honestly. You know, different people bring it up and say certain things, but, you know, I'm living in the present, you know, focused on the now, focused on being the best Josh Freeman I can be for this franchise, you know, from a day-to-day standpoint of coming in, meeting with Coach, watching extra film, working out, being there for my teammates. You know, that's what I'm all about right now, and that's what I'll continue to be about throughout the season.
Money doesn't motivate.
No, the main thing is winning, you know.
There's so many intangible things about your position. We know all the schematics and things that you work on, but from a leadership standpoint, and as a leadership position, what, if anything, would you try to do better or can do better in an aspect of anything?
I mean, there's always a number of things, and the thing that, I mean, last year, I feel like I could have been more vocal, but at the same time, learning a new system, it's kind of, you want to make sure you've got your house clean before you tell somebody else that their house is messy, you know. So you got everybody's kind of working hard, and you kind of get in the mode where, I mean, your head's kind of down, and you're grinding and focused so hard on stuff that you're doing. But, you know, I feel like I have a great grasp of the offense now. You know, spent a lot of time reviewing the cut-ups, watching the film, reviewing last season, and trying to figure out what it was that I did well and why I did it well and things that I didn't do so well and how we can improve on those. So it's leadership's definitely constantly evolving, you know, different players, different personalities. But
relationships with players.
Oh, no question. No, I've spent a lot of time with the guys. You know, DP was giving me a hard time because I didn't make it out of California to see him, but that's a long ways, you know.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, see you guys.